a mystery. Mark had long ago accepted that women were complicated. They said things like, "If you don't already know, I'm not going to tell you." They never ordered their own desserts. And when they asked your opinion on which outfit to wear, they always wore the one you didn't pick. Although Mark would never claim to understand women, he adored them. Their elusiveness, the surprises of them, their intricate, fascinating shifts of mood. But to actually raise one? Jesus, no. The stakes were too high. There was no way he could set a good enough example. And guiding a daughter through the treacherous, tricky climate of a society that presented every kind of pitfall, God knew he had no qualifications for that. Mark and his siblings had been raised by parents whose version of marriage had been a war of attrition in which their children had been used as pawns. As a result, the three Nolan brothers, Mark, Sam, and Alex, had been fine with the idea of going their separate ways upon reaching adulthood. Victoria, on the other hand, had craved the kind of connection their family had never been able to muster. She had finally found it in Holly, and that had made her feel lucky. But one wrong half-turn of a steering wheel, one patch of wet road, one out-of-control moment, and the amount of life measured out to Victoria Nolan had run cruelly short. Victoria had left a sealed letter, addressed to Mark, kept in a file with the will. "There is no other choice but you," she had written. "Holly doesn't know Sam or Alex at all. I write this hoping that you'll never have to read it. But if you are, take care of my daughter, Mark. Help her. She needs you. I know how overwhelming this responsibility must seem. I'm sorry. I know you didn't ask for this, but you can do it. You'll figure everything out. Just start by loving her. The rest will follow." "You're really going to take her?" Sam had asked Mark on the day of the funeral, after a reception at Victoria's house. It had been eerie to see everything the way she'd left it. The books in the bookcase, a pair of shoes tossed carelessly to the closet floor, a tube of lip gloss on the bathroom counter. "Of course I'm going to take her," Mark said. "What else can I do?" "There's Alex. He's married. Why didn't Vic leave Holly to him and Darcy?" Mark gave him a speaking glance. Their youngest brother's marriage was like a virus-ridden computer. You couldn't open it in safe mode, and it ran programs that seemed harmless but performed all kinds of malicious functions. "Would you leave your kid to them?" he asked. Slowly, Sam shook his head. "I guess not." "So you and I are all Holly's got." Sam gave him a wary look. "You're the one who's signing on for this, not me. There's a reason Vic didn't name me as her guardian. I'm not good with kids." "You're still Holly's uncle." "Yes, uncle. My responsibilities are limited to making jokes about body functions and drinking too much beer at family cookouts. I'm not the dad type." "Neither am I," Mark said grimly. "But we have to try, unless you want to sign her up for foster care." Scowling, Sam rubbed his face with both hands. "What is Shelby's take on this?" Mark shook his head at the mention of his girlfriend, an interior decorator he had met when she had decorated the high-end house of a friend on Griffin Bay. "I've only been going out with her a couple of months. She'll either deal with it or bail. That's up to her. But I'm not going to ask her for help. This is my responsibility. And yours." "Maybe I could babysit sometime. But don't count on much help. I've sunk everything I have into the vineyard." "Exactly what I told you not to do, genius." Sam's eyes, the same blue-green as his own, narrowed. "If I listened to your advice, I'd be making your mistakes instead of my own." He paused. "Where does Vic keep the booze?"
"Pantry."
Mark went to a cabinet, found two glasses, and filled them with ice. Sam rummaged through the pantry.
"It feels weird drinking her liquor when she's gone."
"She'd be the first to tell us to go ahead."
"Probably right."
Sam came to the table with a bottle of whiskey.
"Did she have life insurance?"
Mark shook his head.
"She let it lapse."
Sam shot him a look of concern.
"Guess you're going to put the house up for sale?"